GW170817 4.5 years after merger, dynamical ejector afterglow constraints, by Arvind Balasubramanian et al. GW170817 is the first binary neutron star NS merger detected in gravitational waves GWs and photons, and so far remains the only GW event of its class with a definitive electromagnetic M counterpart. Radio emission from the structure jet associated with GW170817 has faded below the sensitivity achievable via deep radio observations with the most sensitive radio arrays currently in operation. Hence, we now have the opportunity to probe the radio rebrightening that some models predict should emerge at late times from the interaction of the dynamically stripped merger ejector with the interstellar medium. Here we present the latest results from our deep radio observations of the GW170817 field with the Karl G. Jansky Very Large Array (VLA) 4.5 years after the merger. Our new data at 3 GHz do not show any compelling evidence for emission in excess to the tail of the jet afterglow. This was GW170817 4.5 years after merger, dynamical ejector afterglow constraints, by Arvind Balasubramanian et al.